pains in the knee
or in
knee
the
joint.
All right. And this is my
wrist.
And these are my
shoulders.
And this is one,
hey,
two,
hey.
And this whole thing here is my
leg.
All right. And this is my
foot.
And two of those are
two feet.
All right. And if I get kicked right here, you get kicked in the
shin.
All right. And if a person gets down, you know, maybe he's out in the field, and he kind of gets down like this to look at the crop.
Yeah.
He might sit, you know, on his back of his legs, or what do you call it? You say he's down in a squat.
Yeah,
he's squat. Did you ever say he's down on his haunches or his
shoulders? No, I just say he's squat.
Okay. And if a person looks kind of white and pale, you know, you say he looks awfully
weak or sick.
All right. Would you ever use puny or sickly?
Yeah, puny. We use puny.
Okay. And what is the word, if a person can lift a great deal, you say he's really...
He's young.
All right. But a man in the neighborhood, you say he can, you know, moves a lot of heavy furniture and so forth, you might say he's really what?
He's really stout.
Okay. And if a person's very easy to get along with, you might say he's what kind of a person?
He's of a good nature.
Mm-hmm. And a young kid, you know, is always falling down all over himself, and I say he's awfully what?
Clumsy.
All right. And a man who just seems to never be able to do anything right, you call him, what would you call him?
Oh, great.
All right. And what kind of expression might you say someone asks you by, and you say, oh, that person such as that. You might say, oh, that. Like you, something like that, German fool or that.
Crazy or something.
All right, dumbbell or fool.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the word miser before. Now, that was for a person, is that a person who holds on to his money?
Holds on to his money and don't have anything to do with nobody.
Okay. And how about someone who gets the most out of others? You know, kind of beats other people out of money.
He must be a Jew.
Okay. Now, what does the word common mean? You know, we talk about, you say those people, are they common?
I don't know. They're just middle-class people.
Okay. And what would that word be?
Middle-class.
Yeah, before that, so the word we're talking about is...
Common people.
Yeah. And a person such as yourself, you know, who's up in years and really gets around a lot, you might describe for that person to say
He's really stout to his age.
Okay. Would you ever use a term such as peart or spry?
Yeah.
Or
yeah, they do. They do use that. Yeah, they use it, spy, or different, they have different ways of describing that.
Something bothers you, you might say, I feel a little about that, I just feel a little, that makes you uncomfortable, you know, you might say, I feel a little,
you're funny about that.
You know, you ever use uneasy?
Yeah, uneasy about it.
All right. And if something, little boy says that one of the lights off, because he's one of the dark. And say he's
afraid in the dark.
Okay. And you say, well, that's strange because he didn't want to be afraid in the dark. He didn't.
Very strange.